Our reading for today is from 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe that the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. So chapter 4 starts a vein of thought that connects back to chapter 2, verse 18, where he said, it is the last hour, and you've heard that Antichrist is coming, and so now many Antichrists have come. Verse 22, who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. So then we get into chapter 4, and he says, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Lots of people have claimed to be from God, and it be a false claim. And so I think that they were dealing with this in the first century as well. And you have to remember that about the time that John is writing this letter, it is nearing the end of the apostolic time. And so soon, people were going to have to fend for themselves without, you know, the Apostle John, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, any of the apostles to guide them. And soon after the apostles were gone, those whom they had laid hands on that had gifts of the Spirit, those gifts would be gone as well, because those people would be dying off in addition to the apostles. So they were going to be going through a precarious time in which false teachers would take advantage of this opportunity to claim to be those that have the Spirit of God and are sent from him, but it not be true. So he says, you have to test them. You have to test to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. And he gives a particular test, and this has to do with confessing that Jesus is the Christ and that Jesus is the Son of God. Now understand this. People can say anything they want. People can come forward to you and say, hey, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, yet they don't live a life that's according to the will of God, and they are not being sent by God. So there's always the possibility of someone lying, and so I don't think that he's just talking about a confession with the mouth. I think he's talking about, do they live up to believing that Jesus is the Son of God? So I'm reading between the lines a little bit, but I think it's a safe conclusion that he's talking about testing also their works and seeing whether they line up with that. You know, Jesus told us, by their fruits you shall know them. Well, that's the test, really, is do the things that you do live up to what you say you believe? So he says, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. There were many false teachers already during this time that would make these confessions, yet be false. There were also those that would say that Jesus was not the Christ or was not God in the flesh. And so you would be able to see right away that they were not of God and they should not listen to them, not be falling prey to a false doctrine. So you had a couple of different situations that they were going to deal with. But John here gives these pointers and says that this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. As we've talked about previously, people think that the Antichrist is something that will herald, you know, apocalyptic times, thinking that apocalyptic means end of the world type thing, when it really does not. But I digress. My point is that John is saying they're already here. That the time that this was written, there were already Antichrists that were out there. So verse 4, little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. God's greater than Satan. That's his point. Those that follow Satan are never going to be able to overthrow what God does. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. So the things that they speak are going to line up with a worldly attitude. We can look around us even today and see those that would claim to be preachers of truth and preachers of gospel, yet when you hear them speak, it's very worldly things that you hear. Yes, there is some things from the Bible that they speak, but there's a whole lot of worldly stuff, and that ought to be a key, a clue to us to understand their true motivations. Verse 6, we are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So I think what he's saying there is that those that are actually from God listen to the apostolic writings and the apostles' teachings, and you can see that they would teach things that are in accord with sound doctrine. That's the same types of things that the apostles were teaching. Verse 7, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. So now we're back to love. There's a reason why some call this a love letter, not, you know, a love letter to a romantic interest, but that there's a lot about love in this letter. And there is, but that's okay because we need to know love. He says it's that important. And so verse 8, anyone who does not love does not know God because God is love. If we don't adopt love, then we're not truly of God. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. There's the standard of love that God has shown to us. And in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us, sending his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, paying that ransom which we've spoken about previously. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. If we're truly of God and we are like God, then we will love like God and we will love our brothers. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. And by this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. So we learn about God and that should make changes within us. I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind as I study the scriptures and I learn of God and I want to be holy as he is holy. I want to adopt his characteristics. I want to truly be a child of God. And so by this we have, and we have seen, verse 14, and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Again, the works have to go along with that. Verse 16, we have come to know and to believe that the love that God has for us, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, God abides in him. So it's not just about love, it's about that relationship as well. And as we cultivate that relationship with God, then there is this love and there is this abiding that's going on. Verse 17, by this is love perfected with us so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. So as we've been transformed and renewed, then we'll be more conformed to the image of His Son, which is like the Father as well. And we can have that confidence. Verse 18, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. That confidence should override that fear. And as we grow in love, we should grow in confidence, and the fear should grow smaller and smaller, that fear of punishment, because we can confidently say, I am a child of God. Verse 19, we love because He first loved us. He set the standard. He showed us what love is. Now we return that love. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. Well, that goes back to yesterday's reading from chapter 3 regarding Cain. He who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. So it's more difficult, he's saying, to love one whom you've not seen. You really have to adopt that true spirit of love in order to be able to do that. Verse 21, this commandment we have from Him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. They go hand in hand, and if you take one out, you take them both. They are connected. Thank you for listening today. We will go into chapter 5 in our next reading. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.